We did Sif Mem. We did not finish the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Mem. We're holding in Sif Katan Kuf Nun Beis. Okay. So this Kova, which sticks out of Tefach, is considered a problem of oil. So at the Mishnah Berurah, Avshein oil below the founders. Come welcome, Chashav oil, Aroy, Asimir Rabbanan. Normally, we have a rule that the Isser oil requires that there should be walls, but a din of oil of roy, it will get. So, if it's a person makes oil for the purpose of being an oil, to be made because to cause shade, so that is also, even though there's no. Even though there's no walls.
What's
Usser
about the oil?
Making an oil.
Yeah. Constructing an engine?
Right. Okay. Alpha P should be special the Halomia Roish Burkhobe Tefach. It extends out from the head more than a tefach. This britzelach. But so the chayru. So how do we understand? And knowing about the halakha, people wear it. Because the chayru come and study b'tama heterim. So there are many different explanations. Echad kimin shein a kasha. It's not hard. Menichach lamato, and it bends down easily. Ein b'chashash yisur. V'anu kishein munach boy in the yar kasha. That only works if you're not. Wearing something which sort of strengthens it.
Okay. Strong paper in the ark.
Yeah, but feeling hukasha, furthermore, even if it is hard, so the Isser, as we said, is because a person puts it on with intent to use it to act as a tzeil. But over here, the person doesn't put it on with the purpose that he wants to create shade over his face. It's just the way the style is. But he's not mechaben for that purpose. He just wants to cover his head. Okay, and myself also bishipua. If the sofa bends downwards, gam ken yesh tzadish lamikra oil boifin zet. We could argue that's not called oil either. Okay. But Rabbi Kosev of the Tama Olam Hu, he says another reason. Rashi learns this Gemara differently, totally, as we'll see in the next sif. Actually, where Rashi learns the Gemara, and the Gemara never said such an Isser.
So
the Gemara in Shabbos. So according to Rashi, there's no such issue. So it's the Rabbanan, the Mingsemech and Shita's Rashi. That's how he explains it. What's the logic behind that? So the Shartzi and the Kupe Zayin says because he's wearing a Derech Levish, he's not really wearing it. It's not wearing it as he's not making a tent. He's not making a covering. He's putting on his hat. Okay. Mufiz that Kordel Yerava. I feel a Bekabalush. Shukasha, a kapush, which is a type of a hat which had a wide brim, and it's hard. So it's a tefach wide. It's hard. It's made for tzeil. So you don't have any of the, and it's not b'shipua. So you don't have the other reasonings why it should be mutter. But since you have shita's Rashi, and that's the minig that welcome, you may call they can be semach and Rashi. But welcome shein loy nogel l'hokel, because if they don't have a standing minig in that place. Vadi yeshachri k'dasa shulchan aruch she'al pi dasa rach v'rabam be'orach v'benatam rava magid shalubish b'shabas kapalush rachem k'zeh. So it's very likely to be a semach and shita's Rashi, but the mechaber didn't pass on like that. So the hakra of the Shulchan Aruch is lesser. You should be machmer, unless there's a standing minig not like that. He also writes this also. Now, Yesh nimnoim elosis atalos shal mitzah al habreitel b'shabbos. Kedei shal yeh atalos mikan mikan kima defanis. So this heter that we're arguing that when you put it on not for the purpose of sale, it's mutter, that's because it's only an oil. An oil, making an oil on defanis and Shabbos is also even if you're not mechavan l'shem sale. So when you put the talus, they apparently would wear this hat on their heads, and they put the talus over their heads, and now you have it spreading out over the hat and hanging down. So now you have an oil, you have a tefanis also. So some people are machmer on that problem. I'm a gerom shemfakim b'tam and hagam. M'sevim m'masashagol min yashem and hagam ayin shom. Okay. Whatever reason, they're no longer wearing this breitel. They're just wearing a yarmulke, and they're not covering their heads with the talus because they don't cover your heads with talus on Shabbos. That's wrong. That's totally unintelligible. Unintelligible. It's appropriate that a person should wear a talus over his head, like the Shartzian says. You see, Simon Ches, that mitzvah chaskilu lachas is gamroishoy be'esat tefila. But you need to see a parasol for Shabbos. Now, what we're carrying an umbrella on Shabbos. She also the tzeil, which that is made for tzeil. Allah the mahogin neacham agshamim. K'sal v'simin shin tesvav din zeh b'chol pratim. So we'll talk about that later on. In the simon talks about oil, which is shin tesvav. Okay.
Would a baseball cap be like the
cap that he talks about?
It's made for
tzeil.
It was
hard. Right. Hilchara. That's tefach. Right. I don't know. You have to measure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the abundance. You don't have to be mach around the shear, but okay. Now the next sif is this is the Gemara in Kufla Machias, and this is how the Rishonim learn, not like Rashi. Rashi learns it more in the following way: sif mem alef. Lo tiz b'shabbos b'kayva shabaroshay. Also, the Hagen Mineacham. So, what we'll see in the Mishabura means he's wearing his yarmulke, he's wearing something on top. So he's not going to go bareheaded. Our men is not going to go bareheaded. But this is like another layer just to protect him from the elements. Yesh Mishoyser. Mishum the Chashin and Shag Bianu Haruach Miroyshay Boslasuya Dalaramis, Mishusarab. It'll fly off. He'll go pick it up and carry it a few before he puts it back on. He might carry it for a little bit. It's only mutter if it's attached to his head. It's on or it's deep. So in the standard, in the average wind, it's not going to fly off your head. Or they would tie it. Like a cowboy hat, you would tie it under your shin. Okay. Talk to Mishnah Berurah.
Cowboy hats are tied under people's chin. They have like a
cord which comes down that people put under their chin. We're talking about the regular head covering. That's not a problem. Now, some people, you know, you remember the older generation, when they would put on their hat, they would take off their yarmulke. So that's not a problem, because they're not going to walk Dalai Lama's. Even if the hat flies off, they're going to pick it up and put it back on. They're not going to walk Dalai Lama's without the hat, because their head is bare. But if you're wearing the yarmulke and then this hat, that's where this problem comes into play. So our hats, you wear it on top of the yarmulke canoe, which they were wearing on top of the yarmulke. It has to be on tight. It will, a person might come to it might fly off, and then it'll carry the dalam is where he puts it back on. Okay, now, so how tight is tight? So they suggest that it has to be able to withstand the wind, you know, the average wind. So the average wind is not defined by the year. It means if on that Shabbos, the type of wind that you're expecting is going to be the regular wind for that Shabbos, that it has to be able to withstand. So if it's a very high, it's a very windy Shabbos, that would be the shear. If it's a regular calm Shabbos, that'll be the shear. It depends on the week. So Friday night, I mentioned this halacha that you're dealing with over here, higher winds than usual, so you have, this halacha will come into play. Most people's hats are not going to stay on. So if you want to take a, you'll only leave your yarmulke, but you have a choice either to not wear your hats. I said you have three choices. I said you could not wear your hat, just wear your yarmulke. You could not wear your yarmulke, just wear your hat. Or you could take this string off and tie it under your shin. Right? But you know, I don't see a fourth option.
What would there be different share in aren't Shabbos when it's windy? Or
right, it depends. Whatever's the normal wind of that week. The same with the braids which people were wearing. That this braid, whatever it was, didn't stand so well. He sits in the yarmulke underneath it. He's not worried about going bareheaded, so we have this chashash. He might go dalal abes. So now the Shulchan Aruch says only also b'shusha rabim. Tazmash, I feel a chutz the erev yesh lahakman b'zeh. He says it applies even not b'shusha rabim, but even any place which is outside of an erev. Finally, I will come up with him. Shin gimel, sef yur ches, b'mak shestav no shom b'mishapur. So this is what Rashi learns in Gemara, not that the problem is the oil.
Who learns the Gemara?
This is Rashi, how Rashi learns the Gemara. Not like the other Rishonim, that the problem is oil, which is this previous Sif Mem. He learns it this way. The Shulchan Aruch Lashon is Yesh Misha Oyser. Now, we pointed out when he only brings one opinion, he only says Yesh, that's the Halacha. The reason why he's saying Yesh, because it's only Shitas Yachid, in other words, he's learning, seemingly he's learning that both Dinim are true. Both Pshatim and the Gemara are true. Most Pshatim learn one way, and Rashi learns the other way. So Rashi is the only one who said it, so he's going to say somebody says it, but the mice are Rashi and the Ran. Since only he's only found the one Rishon, so he says Lashon Yesh Mishayzer, but he's passing the Halacha L'Maisa so that you have to be Machmer.
And the fact that he brought the other sheet in the sif before, that doesn't. So this is just.
Yeah, because it's not like, you know, they're arguing. You know, right. He's not presenting it as an argument. Okay. Sif Membeis. So it's interesting. After I said the halacha, somebody came to me that he lives in Brooklyn, and his, you know, that many people do not rely on the air of Brooklyn. He says people walk around with yarmulkes and hats all the time. I said, okay, because it's an average wind. He said, no, people have hats are flying off all the time. I see it all the time. And so I said, I don't know. I showed him the sif. I said, I didn't write it. I didn't write the book. It's just, you know. One thing I didn't mention Friday night also is that if the hat flies off and it goes under a car, it can be quite luckily problematic. Because if the car is a low-lying car, it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, so the car is a shusha yachid. So the area under the car also is a shusha yachid. So you're standing in a carmelis, you can't pull your hat out from under the car, which is a shusha yachid, into the carmelis. The halacha says you have to go under, put your head underneath, put it on while you're in the shusha yachid, and come out wearing it. It says that, which is not so practically, so if you want to wear your hat in that type of wind, you have to be aware of that halacha. Okay, some cars stand higher, so it's and then, you know, Pasha's, it's not within 3 tefachim, there's no lavud, so it gets, you know, because it goes down, since the embankment, but there's no machitza, so that's a whole major discussion what's the status of it when it's higher, but if it's within three tefachim on the ground, for sure it's a problem. I wanted to tell them the Shabbos, but Yizayim and Makam Shem Mishtamrim. They were tefillin the whole day. So you have a situation where a person, for whatever reason, tefillin was taken off and it's out in the field. Okay. So im yesh takana, shagaz shalul haniach tefillin mechasim halachlut. If there is a the goyim made some type of decree against wearing tefillin, so he just covers them. As best as he can, they shouldn't just be lying, as it were, seemingly loose, and he doesn't have to stay there. In main sakana, so imesh emretzulah shabakach nikar shem tefillin beloy kameyas. Maybe it's a kameyah, not a tefillin. So you can tell if it had the retzulah etc., which indicated that this is a real tefillin. And kshuras shechel malabshan, and the retzulahs are. The knot is there on the Rishal Rosh, which allows you to wear it in a way that it's going to stay. So achnisin zug zug derech levisha achi achnisin kulon. You put on a pair of tefillin at a time and wear it in. When you're wearing it, it's considered levisha, so it's not considered a tzor. You do one pair at a time, bring it into the city, take it off, go back out until you bring all of them in. Mahayu rabim shal yasmik lelavshin achnisin zug zug. If it's too many pairs there for a person to be able to wear them in, put them on, bring them in, and finish it before the end of Shabbos, so then so he just stays there, so with them, and after Shabbos he brings them in. If that's unsafe to stay out there by himself, so if he's all by himself, he walks less than Dalaramis. He pauses, then he does that again until he brings them all the way in. There's a group of people, they pass it off to each other. Okay. Sif Mem Gimel, let's do that together. And what's to say, Retar Basada? So the Gemara has the case of Tfilin. The Gemara does not have a case of Zevatar. But we extend from the case of tefillin. Imenu b'shasa sakana. Yoshev m'shamra u'machshich alov. Lashon Rambam b'sakana m'nichah b'halachot. The Rambam says if it's b'sakana m'nichah b'halachot. V'eksham yoydim. Misate b'or b'chosu m'chasu yosev b'nichah s'vay. He wraps around his body. If it's raining, he has no way to protect it from the rain. So he can't just leave it there. He'll stay with it that he needs to protect it. So he takes the same attorney, wraps it around his body. And then he puts his clothing over it, and he comes in. That's considered not derech hitzah, so it's only a simur abundance. So because of the kavod tibur Torah, we're not to that. Okay, mishaburah to cut kuflin hay.
What? Because it's rain. It was raining.
Yeah. Who yare? There's gzarish shalaloniach. We already gam kain lodichan biyada pachdum zal ramas kamei. So she's about also this to bring them in, not even wearing them, but carrying them. There's also dangerous. So he's hesitant to do that. So he just leaves them. He covers them and he leaves them.
What
tefillin? The tefillin. He has to know that tefillin will kamei. The main b'ham ritzuas. Aminan. That we have to be concerned. The more it says shema kamei, hein there kamei. Sometimes they would make kameyas in that shape. He doesn't have to stay there. Okay. So tefillin have a din kedusha. The kameya might have a shem Hashem in there, but that's not his. He's not doing it. He's not accomplishing. It's a grom or whatever it is. It's not him's maisa. So we're working mechayiv him. It's out the mechik is ashamed to stay there to end the Shabbos and then bring it in. I'm saying Yud Aleph. I'm going to rub Shikasa. There's an ain motzi lasses kameya kain tefillin. This is the case of the Gemara. We don't have it nowadays. Okay, I feel a beilu shein l'mitzuas sarach akapanim l'shamer melhashikolim. So you can't wear them in because there's no mitzuas. You'd have to stay there. We have to assume that they're trilling, and he'd have to stay there. Vankishurus. So if there are ritzuas, and the ritzuas are tied in such a way that he can wear them, it has the kesher. It's set in the sides which he can wear it. He can't bring them in wearing them. So then he would have to wait till it gets after Shabbos to bring them in, or in a case where that's dangerous, we have the heter of Dalai Lamas. So Sharatian says, why don't you make like a bow? He says, Kubsanibov, Gamani ben Yochalasis. So you can't make it a nibah, you can't make a bow. The after Kamalon the Niba Lav Kashahulin Shabbos, it's not called making a knot. Philochalin Tvilin Sirl Hulakama Paiskim the Niba Apostle. Philim Yasa Kain Tumunas Akesha Shadalus Vyud. If I can make a dalus or a yud, but in a way which is all, it's not a true kesher, it's only an aniva. Many hold it's possible. So the heter is to wear them derech levisha. If it's not the way you would wear them ever, because this is not a kesher, so it's lacking in derech levisha, so you can't wear them in. Then you're just carrying them. Okay. Zug zug. So you bring them in at a pair at a time. So puts them on. He wears a pair at a time. Takes them off. He goes back out, brings in the next pair. So the chart's not tefillin. There's no mitzvah tefillin. Kol bakom kederach shu loyvish bechol lav bechlav masui hu el tachshit. Since you wear like this during the weekdays, this is and it's something which is actually an adornment to a man of Klal Yisrael. So it doesn't lose that status of tachshit on Shabbos. Now, what about Bal Tosef? The Torah does not command to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and he's wearing tefillin on Shabbos. If he be mechavin the shem mitzvah, that would be a problem. He's adding on a new mitzvah. He's adding on to the mitzvah. The Bereshim said we're till 6 days a week, and he's saying I hold seven. That'd be a problem. But not mechavin the shem mitzvah, there's no mitzvah bal tosef. So bal tosef shaloi bismanoi is only over if the person mechavin the shem mitzvah. The Isha Muhammad says tefillin, but a woman who finds tefillin, a sir lachnitza b'shabbos af derech malbo, she can't wear them in. The Magaram holds that women never wear tefillin, so you can't look at this as an adornment for a woman. It's a masri. V'yesh v'chadim shcholkem alav asir lehu, the kibbutz the medina, the gemara ain olam iser. There's no din that woman. It's no ikir isra on the woman to wear tefillin. It's fine. So it's not called a masu. Even though that women don't wear it, since women could wear it theoretically, when they would wear it, it would be considered a tachshit. Vayim sharmela perk your test v'chushav shemotze b'shita k'saviyad ha'raibin rash v'cholkim mezeh. This is mamash v'cholkim mezeh. Woman goes out on Shabbos wearing a talis mitzitzes in it. Had a talis mitzvah shein regilim the lobsha kiim the shein mitzvah bava. I mean, you're talking about not a regular garment, but a talis which is worn for the what we call a talis for davening purposes. The shein mitzvah chiyav eskatus kiim the isha regilah leather batalis gazeh havi masi lebo v'gam bezeh. Yesh talking with she has no chiyuv to put tzitzis in this baggage. So for her, and women don't normally do this. So for her, it's just an extra thing. It's not there as it were as a So the case of the tzitzis, I think, is a bigger kiddush than the case of the tefillin. Right? When you wear, woman, it's mitzvah that she has on a woman's potter, but she's not also to do it. So when she wears a talis, so mitzvah with tzitzis in it on Shabbos, she be mekayim the mitzvah. So the tzitzis are adorning the baggit. Whereas the case of the tefillin, there's no mitzvah. She's not saying, I'm doing the mitzvah on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah on Shabbos. So the whole heter is kesitzah. You normally wear it during the week. It becomes a heter to wear on, it becomes a tachshon on Shabbos. Well, if a derech isn't wear it during the week, so it's not a tachshon for on Shabbos. But over here, the heter isn't because you wear it on Tuesday, that's why you can wear it on Shabbos. That's because on Shabbos you're wearing it. It's an adornment to the baggit, which she also has. So that's a much bigger kiddush of the Magen Avraham, right? That he says that that's a problem. He says it's a problem. So the Shire Melech says that many argue with him. I hear it. I don't know. I'm not sure I understand the Magen Avraham. Kuvan Tashel Yaspik Hainu Kibin Shabi Oydoim Lav Hoki Lo Yaspik Ha'es Lahavi Kulan. So we have two choices. There's so many pairs there that he's going to keep going back and forth. But then the Shabbos over, he'll still be going back and forth. And then I can just carry the whole thing in. So go back and forth as many as you can, and then at the end bring all of them in. Or just stay there and be Mesharim with them and bring the whole thing at the end. So since he can't get them all in anyway, Lo Yilbash Klal, El Yamten Shaman Alay, Lo Yishmerim Vivim. So we're not 100% happy with this idea of wearing them. So if you're going to gain that you have one pair of tefillin and you gain that they shouldn't be sitting with Bizoin for many hours, okay. If there's still going to be tefillin with Bizoin because there's so many, you have to wait till after Shabbos anyway. So we said, you know what, stay with the whole thing, be Sharmarit, and then bring the whole thing in after Shabbos. Kuv Samach, Shem Yardim, Shitz Kalkal Sefer Torah. We're worried about that this will damage the Sefer Torah. Yitir lo lisa'atef, we permitted the person to wrap the Sefer Torah around himself. B'chayshdom yisa'atef v'begodim milamalo, then he puts begodim over it to protect it. Menichtas, and he comes in, shizal kibardo, shal tiskal kibuk shaman. This is better, they should do that, and prevent the shaman from damaging it, than for leaving it there, and they say, well, it's not covered to wear it around his body. Okay. Fine. Kuf, sif, mem, dalad. Vola hatzel kelev b'nei adalekim. A person wants to save his clothing because there's a fire which broke out. So loybish kamasha yochel loybish b'etzel kamasha yochel latayf pershet because of loybish b'etzel. There's no eruv, so he can put on multiple layers of clothing and carry them out, and then he'll go back and. Take them off where the safe place is, then to do this again multiple times. The Bir Halacha, the Parsha B'Chayza brings that later on in Shilam Adala, there was a machlokes about this. In general, Chazal walked the very fine line when it came to fires. They said, if we don't matter anything at all, the person is going to get bolam amoin, and he's going to put out the fire. If we're matter too much, he's going to get so involved in saving everything as he put out the fire. So we're going to matter something, but not everything. So we made a limit of what he's allowed to save. Here we're saying, wear as much as you want. So that's what that's machlokes is later on. Really, Mikra and Mitzad Dini, who saw, this is fine. The Shaila is, in the Gzera, the Rabbanim, which Chazal were worried about, if you're going to be matter, the person might come to the kuyay to come and put out the fire. Does that apply only to when you're carrying items or even when you're wearing items? Okay. Sifim hay. Sifim hay is not about a hutzah. As a matter of fact, the most of the sifim now from next five sifim deal with your clothing got wet when you were walking. What do you do with it? So the clothing got soaked. It could be either because of rain or because he stepped into water. He's allowed to continue walking, and we're not worried about the that he might squeeze them out. Well, Yishal Tem Lenag. However, when he gets to a place where he can take them off, he can't spread them out to dry them. And they maris ayin. Shalay Yachshaduhu. She keeps them b'Shabbos. The person will see them hanging there. Well, I think the person washed them, and he's hanging out his wash to dry. Fil b'Chadrich Adorim. Shein Shom Royim. It's also so. It's also maris ayin. It's only visible. No, even if it's not. Nobody sees him do it. It's still also. Well, Yosher Allah Shotchem B'Shabbos. But they answered the Maisa of hanging them. Abim Shotchem B'Shabbos, Kelim HaMukhubasim, Enoch Chayim B'Salchem B'Shabbos. If he hung up clothing to dry before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos they're hanging there. And so we're not worried about people walking by and say, oh, I see him hanging them, maybe he did it on Shabbos. Right, so we're not worried about that. We say, well, people say that maybe they're before Shabbos, but they see him over here. They might see him as he puts it up. He puts it up. Probably just washed it out. Over there, just hanging. They wouldn't necessarily assume that he just washed it. Now they'll say maybe it's been hanging there for a while. But over here, I know it wasn't there before. Now I see it's there. Ma pitom, must be he washed it. That's why this is. It's only a problem if they see him hanging it up. If he's hanging it up on Shabbos. Okay, Mishnah Brura, Kuf Samach Aleph, top of the page. V'mayim bein al yedei gshamim, al yedei make shamim ashenof up in the hor and yisachel kukela. Whether he got rained on or he fell into water. So halu b'mi can continue wearing his clothing even though they're wet. Okay, shalay also aladim habegonim shalay b'shesot. Chazal did not ask you to wear your clothing because maybe you might squeeze them out. Philim Noshu Caleb Levat, it was that he didn't get wet. It means that the clothing got wet and he wants to put it on. He's allowed to put them on and go walk with them. So we'll deal with later on if it gets soaked to the point that there's a muksa problem because of the xeris skita. Mustafa the Hanadavke im ain lo begotam acher. That which we're allowing him to put on clothing which is wet and go is only because he doesn't have another change. But if he has other clothing to wear, he should not be putting on the wet ones. Like the Shahat Sin in Reish Gimel says, he loves Hachi because if the situation isn't that he this is only clothing, i.e. that he has other clothing. Once they're soaked, you can't move them. So I'm telling you, when he's not mechuyav to stay home, he can put on his clothing and go because that's either wet. Because what do you want to do? That's all he's got. But he has other options. He can't put on the wet clothing because they're also. The Chazal asked, they don't want you interfacing with them because you might come to squeeze them out. They became soaked. If they only became a little bit wet, you're allowed to put them hanging in the dry. People will see it. They see that it's not so wet. That doesn't look like I washed it. So that's the Magen Avraham. Many of them disagree that we don't expect people to have that level of noticing whether it's wet a little bit, wet a lot. So you can't rely on that. Okay, so we're cautious. The people shouldn't think that he washed it. Therefore, even b'chadrich hadorim, it's also even though there's nobody to see it. kufsam lafilu. But begadim amalafim behematinoikus shikarn vindolin diapers. They wrap the kids in. Mutal shot them a base she is nagvu. I feel a bechama bechatzer. You let her put them out to dry. The kimin yeshalem gam tzayis katan. You see that there's dirty. They're dirtied. Came mukhash lo kibson v'leka chashara. So you don't want them soaking wet because you know they'll start stinking. You want them to dry out, but you can't wash them on Shabbos. But it's obvious that what happened. I have shafila enolem tzayah. You'll nisha kulan be merag lime. Even if there's no tzay on it, the only problem was that it's just a merag lime. Says he wants to dry it out. L'kol yoydim shederach tinokas lahashin mivatchal yishl teno negaratanur mokum shayat to let his book come in. So people know that this is so common that it's hard to have a chashad in that situation. But obviously, you can't do it near a fire, which would might, as it were, boil out the liquid. Kuf samachay bechadja gador. Hatam lochilcha chomim betakanosa. Chazal and the man of Tekanah, that's Osir, they ushered it everywhere. They didn't say, start looking at the places. Chazal Tetz of Rosh. The Davka Malkam Sheesh Chashash Sheikh Shadu Haroyim Shosa Isid the Rice. This halacha that it's Osir Ibn Chadri Chadorim is talking about that where the Chashad is on the Isid the Rice. Gun Khan, Bekibus, they're being Chashad him that he's washed clothing on Shabbos. Mizal Osir Philip Chadri Chadorim. That what they're being choshed him is only Isidur Bonin. I feel the Fimashi Yisperu Arayim. The people who see him, who mistakenly think that he did something, what they're mistakenly thinking that he did was the Rabbanon. Lachmir Belesim is a Kima for Hesya. That's only also if there's people around. Who would there be among them? Ramataz Visharachrena. So, even with Chachar Dorm, it's Osir. You know what? I want to talk about this Aluntis a little bit, so let's leave it. Let's hold it here.